Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. It is Friday, April 17th, 7:31 Central Time. And it is time to talk with our friends at Concordia Seminary here in St. Louis, Dr. David Schmidt. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Good to have you in studio. And I enjoyed talking last year about some of the events, the educational opportunities going on at Concordia Seminary. And looking forward to talking about the Days of Theological Reflection coming up very soon here. Also joining us by phone this morning, the Reverend Ben Haupt. Good morning, Professor Haupt.
Good morning. Good to be with you.
Good to have you with us this morning. And I gather you're on campus this morning. How are things on the beautiful campus there?
Just gorgeous. The tulips are blossoming. The trees are budding. It's a glorious day at Concordia Seminary. A nice short walk into the office this morning.
Is there a little bit of fog out on the campus this morning as you were coming in?
Not too bad. It was a little overcast, but yeah. There's never any fog at Concordia Seminary. That's not true.
Well, Dr. Schmidt, tell us about your work at Concordia, your area of focus.
Well, I hold the Greg H. Bennett Chair in Homiletics and Literature, mm-hmm. and so I basically teach homiletics and matters of Christianity and culture and literature. And then I also am involved in sponsoring events for pastors and laity that will mm-hmm. equip them in working with preaching and teaching the faith.
Very good. Very good. Well, Professor Haupt, you serve as the director for a great big camp building there on campus.
Yes, I am the director of the library. I get the pleasure of being surrounded by books all day long, though my love is people and how people put these books to use. I enjoy teaching classes as well in the practical department, preaching and pastoral leadership.
And the library is kind of an ever-changing thing. Books certainly will be around and have been around for some time, but there are other resources as well that serve and support the education and formation of our church workers, pastors and deaconesses and others and missionaries coming through Concordia Seminary.
That's exactly right. One of my great joys as library director now is to help the library and the seminary to transition into this digital age where we can access journal articles and books and blogs and all kinds of new ways of accessing information on the web, on an iPad or on a phone, and making sure that Concordia Seminary students and the pastors and church workers and laity of our synod have the opportunity to use some of those materials. So that's been a lot of fun.
Very good. Very good. Dr. Schmidt, let's talk about the Days of Theological Reflection that are coming up. What are the dates for that?
That'll be May 5th and May 6th. So Tuesday, May 5th, Wednesday, May 6th. The first day is a day of exegetical reflection. So it'll be working with interpreting the scriptures. And then the second day will be the day of homiletical reflection, which will work with proclaiming the scriptures.
Very good. And so let's dig in a little deeper to that. What are the topics? What are the themes this year that we'll be looking at?
Well, the theme this year is Engage the Digital Age, and it's going to look at how social media, how the digital media has shaped our accessing and processing of the scriptural text, and also how it has shaped those who will hear as you proclaim the scriptural.
Can you hang on? I got to update my Facebook status. I'll be right back. Hashtag CSL.
That's true. I mean, that's the whole point. Yeah.
I mean, how many times, walking through a place of business, whether it's a fast food restaurant or even a nice restaurant, or walking through the store, and you nearly are bumped into by three or four people who are distracted by their technology.
You know, worse, better, I don't know. But I travel a lot with mm-hmm. my position, and I have begun to evaluate as I'm at worship in different places, preaching or worshiping. I've begun to evaluate when people check their phones, not if people check their phones, but when. Primary time is before worship. Second biggest time is during the offertory. Then sometimes during
the sermon.
Yeah, during a choral piece, during the sermon. Yeah, you'll be up there preaching and you'll see people working on their phones. So it's...
Maybe they're taking notes or looking at the Bible on their phone.
That could be a way of saying it, right. But it is, you know, it's there. It's present. And that's kind of what we're going to be talking about. Even if you don't bring your phone into church, I think that the big issue is that your consciousness has been shaped mm-hmm. by that way of communication. And so even if you don't have a phone there, you access and interpret and process information through that medium, and it's just become part of who you are. And that then says, how do you preach to people like that? How does it shape the task of reading and interpreting and preaching the scriptures?
And think of how much social media has shaped our generation and then the next generation. I mean, you know, I grew up in the generation where we were the first generation to have VCRs, you know,
right,
where
yeah.
you could record what's on TV, and even the VCRs with the knobs, the Angel Channing knobs on the front of them, you know, growing up in that era where that was a big leap for us to be able to record something. And now, you know, my son won't even know what a VCR, I think we still have one in the house, but it's like having an 8-track player in the house. But he already knows, he's not even 2 years old yet. And he knows, he's intuitive already with our phones and tablets and things like that, knows how to swipe. And he thinks that it's fun to press the button on my phone and talk to Siri. Even though it's not something that I use on a regular basis, he picked up on it somehow.
I saw a 4-year-old girl walk over to a big screen TV and swipe the front of it.
Oh, yeah. My son tries, when he climbs up on the entertainment center, much to our disappointment, he climbs up on the entertainment center and tries pressing the TV screen and swiping it because he thinks everything should be a touch screen.
Mm-hmm.
Think about how that shapes that generation. I'm curious what, you know, I'm intrigued by what will... how the next generation will be shaped by this as well. Ben, do your boys, how are they being affected by technology?
Oh yeah, absolutely. They're doing much the same things. They're teaching me actually how to use some of this technology. And my son is a connoisseur of a couple YouTube channels. Of course, we always make sure that they're appropriate. But he's a big EvanTube and Paul Source Jr. fan, and he's always teaching me about new video games that are coming out. He's 8, so. So in a lot of ways, yeah, the younger generation are very, very much at home in this digital age. And so then finding new ways to share the scriptures, share Jesus with them. Mm-hmm. There's some great apps. YouVersion has this great kids Bible that's interactive, and my son asks for that above other books, and it's teaching him the scriptures, it's teaching him Jesus, and hey, I'm thrilled with that.
So technology like this, you know, social media and things like that, this whole digital age is not necessarily a bad thing. We can use these things as gifts to serve the gospel, to support the faithful Christian life, and the vocations, our baptismal life.
Right. And I think your point about, you know, seeing ourselves, as you were saying, you know, I was there with the VCR came out, you know, the technology, the progression's going to happen. And they often divide you into immigrants and natives. Like, we're mm-hmm. immigrants in this world of the digital media, and these children, 4-year-olds, they're natives to it. What I find interesting is if you think about the pastoral ministry, Matt Peoples, who is going to be coming and speaking, he has only known the pastoral ministry as it is immersed in a media age. Now, he's an immigrant to social media and that kind of stuff, but he founded his church in 2010, and that is the time of Facebook is already present, mm-hmm. and so his understanding of the ministry has been cultivated within that culture, so he doesn't know of another way. Mm-hmm. So I think it's something that we should attend to so that we mm-hmm. can use it wisely.
Yeah. Sure, use it wisely and not let it. And this is something we could talk about when we come back from the break. But how do we keep it in its proper place so that it doesn't become idolatrous as well?
Mm-hmm. Right.
How do we keep it so that it's used properly, so it's used to support the gospel, and so that the digital media in itself doesn't become the focus of our ministry, of our lives, you know, so that it doesn't, as you were pointing out earlier, that we can't even make it through a whole service without a whole divine service without checking our phones.
Right.
It's a frightening era. We need to take a quick break. When we come back from that break, we'll continue talking with our friends at Concordia Seminary, Dr. David Schmidt and the Reverend Ben Haupt, about the upcoming Days of Theological Reflection here on listener-supported worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.
Friday on Issues Etc., we'll discuss Christ's work in your vocation with Pastor James DeLoach. We'll talk with Bobby Ross Jr. about media coverage of religion. We'll continue This Week in Pop American Christianity with Chris Rosebro, and we'll play Issues Etc. Soundbite of the Week.
Issues Etc. live weekday afternoons from 3 to 5 on KFUO.
Worldwide KFUO is the most trusted place for sacred music of the church every night. Weeknights after evening prayer, you can hear sacred music on KFUO in St. Louis, streaming online at kfuo.org. Our online stream is in high-quality stereo, so you can hear the difference wherever you listen, on your computer or Wi-Fi radio, and on your smartphone. We're Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news for 90 years.
Reverend Dr. Matthew C. Harrison of the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod recently said these words regarding the importance of the work of Concordia Historical Institute.
When you forget your past, you forget the gospel. You become locked into your own little part of time. As you study the past and know the past and know what happened in the past, you see God at work. And you see Christ.
Discover your Lutheran history at ConcordiaHistoricalInstitute.org.
Next time on Adventures in Odyssey,
our neighbor lady said I should stop here if I want to meet people.
Making friends in a new town can be tough, so it's a good thing Odyssey has a local expert on friendship.
Everybody knows me.
Jay Smouse.
Let's solve your little friend problem.
Where will Jay's sage advice land Odyssey's newest resident? There's only one way to find out. Join us next time for Adventures in Odyssey.
Saturday mornings at 8:30 on KFUO.
Welcome back to His Time. I'm your host, Andy Bates. Friday, April 17th, 7:44 Central Time. We are talking with our friends at Concordia Seminary, Dr. David Schmidt and the Reverend Ben Haupt, about discussing the upcoming Days of Theological Reflection. Dr. Schmidt, remind me again the dates for that.
That'll be Tuesday, May 5th is the day of exegetical mm-hmm. reflection, and Wednesday, May 6th is the day of homiletical reflection. And registration is at 9 o'clock on both mornings. You can come to either both or one.
Very good. Let's get into the specific topics now. Now, Ben, let's talk a little bit about your involvement with this and the specific theme for that.
Yeah. So these 2 days are going to in some ways they start with exegetical reflection, which is the way of all good preaching, right? We start with the scriptures, and so we're having a guest. A lecturer in Dr. Thomas Boomershein, who'll be sharing a little bit on this theme of the media of scriptures, that the scriptures have been for a long time since their inception, part of a media culture, if you will, and he's a specialist, especially in some of the oral aspects, the oral performance of the scriptures, the reading of them publicly. And so we'll have a day of exegetical reflection where we're thinking about how the scriptures were created in this media culture. And then we'll transition to the day of homiletical reflection, where we begin to transition to what does this mean for our work in the pulpit? And we have, as Dr. Schmidt mentioned, Matt Peoples coming. We also have a Reverend Dr. Justin Rossow coming to talk a little bit about blogging and how that kind of extends the life of the sermon into the week with the laity.
Very good. So using all of the things that we see in this digital age for the sake of the gospel.
Yeah, and I think that's something that I'm going to pick up on in my sectional, that really it was the Lord himself who commanded the prophets and the apostles to write down his word. And in writing down the word, it becomes what I'd like to argue is a technologized word, techne. The Greek word techne just means art or craft. Mm-hmm. And God was pleased to put the scriptures into a very human art and craft by speaking his word onto a page that people could handle and hold and pass on to the next generation. And so in a lot of ways, God is a God who has been pleased to bring us the message of Christ through technology.
Dr. Schmidt, what are you looking forward to most with the upcoming days of theological reflection?
Well, I mean, I enjoy the way in which the sectionals and the plenary speakers address a topic from many different angles, and that causes you as a participant to see topics from different ways. And so I just like the breadth that we have of speakers and engagement. Matt Peoples, I was very impressed when I was talking with him about it, because a lot of preachers, I think, when they look at the digital age, it becomes a gimmick that they use. Mm. And, you know, so I'm going to somehow incorporate using your phone in preaching. And Matt doesn't approach it in a gimmick way. He really thinks much more deeply about how social media, how digital media shapes the consciousness of the hearers, shapes the culture in which he is preaching. Mm-hmm. And he isn't offering gimmicks or techniques as much as he's offering some deeper thoughts about how to work with that particular environment. Mm-hmm. And I think that'll be helpful for us.
Yeah. The digital media, the technology has really become so much a part of our culture and our identity in some ways. So what you're saying is he's looking at how do we use these things that are so integrated into our lives for the sake of the gospel, rather than just throwing something out there that is trendy or like a gimmick that will get people's attention. This is looking at taking something that's already so interwoven into our lives, and how can we use that?
Right. I mean, I think the use of social media creates different sensibilities among your hearers, and you know, we in St. Louis, we can see that with, if you just think of the recent Ferguson event, right, and you think how much social media played into that event. Mm-hmm. Right. There was a desire for immediacy. People were not willing to wait until the systems of justice with their due process would have a say. They wanted immediate action, immediate information. There was interactivity. People were posting, and you had citizen journalists who were interacting with what was going on in the ground and displacing or commenting on news accounts. It was a very engaged time where people wanted to be doing something. There was the crowdfunding of different individuals. So there's a whole culture that is shaped by the possibilities that are there with social media. And so Matt's going to be thinking about how do we speak to that culture? How do we attend to those sensibilities as we're preaching Christ to these people?
Mm-hmm. Professor Haupt, what are you looking forward to most at the upcoming days of theological reflection?
I think what I'm really interested in is I think often as a church we can look at technology and see some of the ill uses of it and perhaps go into a posture of hiding and trying to get away from culture, trying to escape technology, and I worry that actually makes technology into some kind of idol where it's this scary thing and this scary other And so my hope is that we can talk theologically about how we might begin to engage it in a way that puts the gospel and the message of Christ at the forefront, so that as we use technology, it's being used in a faithful way, in a way that throughout the millennia of the church that we've done these kinds of things in faithful ways.
Have the terms media ecology come up in any of the conversations in preparation of this, for this event? Does media ecology ever come up? No. I had a chance to talk with, oh goodness. Don't you hate it when you draw a blank? Okay, never mind. We'll go down another track. Let's talk about the registration for the event. Days of Theological Reflection at Concordia Seminary. It's coming up May 5th and 6th. Who would want to register for this, Dr. Schmidt?
I would say pastors, students, I would say even laity, because some of the sectionals are dealing with, obviously, engagement with the people who are listening to sermons. So those who are interested in reading the Word and preaching the Word and interacting with the sermon, those would be the people that I think would be interested in registering.
I think as an educator myself as well, I think this appeals to me as an educator, as a director of Christian education. Lutheran teachers, I know it might be kind of challenging because we're still in the school year for teachers to get to make it, but it just seems to me that this would be helpful for us to be thinking about, and how our classrooms or how our educational opportunities are, all those things that we do to engage the heart, mind, and spirit of those we serve as we're teaching. I think this could be helpful for that as well.
Right, yeah.
Okay, so how do we go about registration? What are the details we need to know for registration for this event?
Well, it's a $25 fee for both the first day and the second day, so $50 for both. You can register on site, so just show up at 9 o'clock, and we'll have a registration booth set up, and then we begin with chapel and then move to the plenary sectionals. If you want to register online, you would go to the Concordia website, csl.edu, and under resources, you'll see continuing education, and there will be a link there for the Days of Theological Reflection.
Very good. Very good. CSL.edu under resources and continuing education, Days of Theological Reflection. Very good. Well, it sounds like an outstanding event. Now, this happens every year, correct?
Right. Yeah. It's recently we've joined the Day of Exegetical Reflection used to happen in the fall and Homiletical Reflection in the spring, but we decided to bring them together. We thought reading and preaching the scriptures belong together, and so it gives you a chance to do that.
That's a good idea. I like it. That's a great idea. Well, looking forward to this event, and so glad that you all do this. Any other anything else on the horizon that we should be keeping our eyes out for in terms of continuing ed or in the coming year? Are you already working on next year's?
Well, we do have book clubs that we do.
Oh, fun.
That you can sign up for. Mm-hmm. That one is, the registration for the upcoming book clubs has just been posted on concordiatheology.org. I think some of the books are Desiring the Kingdom, that one that works with worship and liturgical life and how that shapes you as a Christian. And Postmodern Apologetics is another one of the book clubs that you could join. You kind of read a book and then you get together four times with other pastors and discuss it. I think that's a really enjoyable way of keeping fresh and engaging with one another around texts in scholarly ways.
Very good. Very good. Ben, with the library and the services that you provide at Concordia Seminary, any new stuff on the horizon?
Well, we actually do have something really exciting on the horizon. Concordia Seminary has long had a lot of material on the digital formats, especially on iTunes. We have been consistently one of the top-rated iTunes U universities or seminaries, institutions of higher education. We have over 1 million hits a year on our iTunes, downloads of all kinds of things, especially if you want to learn Greek or Hebrew, but lots of other classes. We're now beginning to switch all that kind of material into a format that can be used across the internet, so accessed directly on the web. You don't have to download iTunes. It's much easier to find. It'll be findable through Google, and we're really excited about that project of bringing chapel sermons and PowerPoint presentations and short papers and all kinds of things that our faculty have been producing through the years and bringing them to the digital age.
Very good. Well, I have looked at some of the Greek lessons back through iTunes U and back in the day. I know just enough Greek to be dangerous, not enough to actually be helpful.
But that's a very good thing, I think, for all of our people in the church. My dad has, who's a layman, is interested in learning some Greek to dig deeper into the scriptures, and I love it.
And well, this was after 2 years of Greek as an undergrad, and I still had to go back and take a look at the first year Greek. So, it was certainly helpful, and it's all out there for free for anyone to use. That's great.
That's right.
Wonderful. And so that will, where will we find that in the future?
I will be pointing people to that shortly. It's not quite ready for live audience just yet, but it is on its way, and I hope within the next couple of months that it will be publicized more directly.
Very good. Very good. Well, again, the Days of Theological Reflection coming up at Concordia Seminary, St. Louis, May 5th through the 6th. You can find more information at csl.edu under resources and continuing education. Dr. Schmidt, anything else about the event?
Nope. Look forward to seeing you there.
Wonderful. Well, thank you so much for being our guest today on His Time.
Thanks.
Thank you.
Thank you, Professor Ben Haupt. Thanks for being our guest on His Time. Great to have you with us again. Coming up in just a little bit, we've got our study of the daily New Testament reading. Today we're going to study with the Reverend Kent Pecht from Wheat Ridge Evangelical Lutheran Church in Wheat Ridge, Colorado. We'll get into Luke chapter 6 today. Stick around for more His Time right after this break on Worldwide KFUO, the messenger of good news.